Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What is up? What is up? What is the going down now Holmes skillet? The Mets just won. The Mets just won, just so you know. Any Mets fans out there? The Mets just won their game. So it is still 2-1. The Royals. The same team that the Giants beat last year in 7 games. Well, we'll see what the Mets can do because it's going to be in New York for the next 3 games. What's going on? It's Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Look at that. I already have a caller. Yeah, that's nice. You're going to wait. I'm going to find out who this is, actually. I could see it. I'm not going to bust you out. Let me see. Oh, I know who this is. I know exactly who this is. So I'm going to just get through some stuff, and then I'll bring my caller on. And maybe have another caller to see if anybody wants to call after that. Your guest call-in number is going to be 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. What's going down, folks? It is Billy Borelli. It is Friday night. It is Halloween Eve, meaning that tomorrow is Halloween. Saturday, it's going to be Halloween. There's going to be drunk people. There's going to be people dressed as regular people. There's going to be people taking their kids, trick-or-treating. What am I going to do? I've got some important stuff I got to do, and then maybe the gym. What a life, huh? Yeah. No, been a good week at work. it's going to be a good weekend. It was starting to be a good weekend until the commute home was like, really, folks? There was 2 reports of accidents, and each time I passed up those reports, there was no accident. So people were just like slowing down because what are they doing? They're looking at their phones at traffic reports and slowing down and going, oh, there's a traffic up ahead, and people are just stopping and slowing down. You know, looky-loos. Let me crank my neck all the way over because I don't know what an accident looks like, so I want to see what it looks like. I've got news for you, folks. You could go online and look at crashes if you want to. You could go online and find anything you want to. You could see motorcycle crashes, car crashes, people jumping off buildings, people getting beheaded. The internet is wide open. Why must you look at that car? Oh, that car flipped over. Let me turn my head all the way. Let me slow down because that car flipped over. It's okay to slow down because, you know, there's people out there, CHP, medical response. It's okay to slow down, perhaps merge over. But when you're behind somebody and you see their profile, you're like, okay, dude, you're just looking at this. Folks, you can find whatever you want on the internet. Car crashes. If you want to find a monkey driving a motorcycle, you can find that. If you want to find somebody riding a motorcycle with a monkey's fist shoved up their butt, you can find that. You could even find a crashed motorcycle with somebody with their monkey fist up their ass. I'm sure of it. I've never seen it. Don't take my word for it, but I'm sure of it. You could find whatever you want on the internet. Go look for it like I have. I know what a car crash looks like. I know what a motorcycle accident looks like. Not very pretty. I know what somebody looks like when they're smashed from doing possibly 100 miles an hour through a toll booth. And their car goes in between the toll booth, doesn't survive. They turn into cement paste, street pizza. They turn into What do they turn into, caller? Let's find out. What do you think? What do you think
they turn into? Mitch. They turn into Mitch Cumstein.
I knew I'd have some color commentary there. I don't get it.
Is it true that
so much
cursing
to see on the internet, and these people just they look for every little thing.
They're looking for depth. They want to see depth. They want to see what it looks like, and then so they could go home and throw up and tell their children.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they want to do. They just want to look on the net. They don't have any other lives. They just, you know, they think they could just, oh, I don't know. Let me just drive by and see this this mess that's going on.
Let me possibly cause another accident by turning my head and not looking on the road of what's in front of me. Mm.
Right. Right.
That sounds good. I'll do that.
That sounds good. I don't know if you noticed,
especially
but
when you
my,
can't see. Yeah.
My show title especially is taking shots on the air, which means that I'm going to be taking shots. So I'm going to start by taking a shot.
Liquor?
Hey, yes, sir.
Right on. What are we having? Yeah. Are we having like a, we're not having like urine or anything, right?
We have Patron. Mm. We have Patron. Yes.
Patron
so
silver?
So let me go ahead and take a shot because this is going to be unique. See, what I'm doing here, folks, is I'm taking shots so I can something new. You know, something new for my my show. And, you know, I don't think this has ever been done before, but I'm going to try it. So here's one. Here's 6 minutes into the show, and I'm already going to have a shot and see how this goes.
Cheers.
So while I'm doing this, woo. So, you know, I want to start off by saying that Halloween is right around the corner, and everybody's got their costumes, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. They've got their Caitlyn Jenner costumes. They got their Bruce Jenner costumes. Now, if they want a Caitlyn Jenner costume, that's fine. Keeping your penis is optional. You know, if you want to chop it off and make it more realistic, that's fine. But I don't think Bruce Jenner has chopped his off. So
don't forget
the
scotch tape.
Yeah, scotch tape. So I think that's going to be a really popular. I see that a lot. What else do I see? I see a lot of, just a lot of makeup, a lot of people doing the zombie thing, and that's all fine and dandy. You know, they the typical zombie. It's like The Walking Dead's popular. Everybody wants to be a zombie. You want to be a zombie? I'm like, I remember back when I was a kid, when dudes used to dress up as women, that was so weird. It was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. They're dressed up as a woman. Now it's like, okay, you're dressed up as a woman, and it's not Halloween. What I'm leading into is there's a story in Houston. Houston's mayor wants to pass a proposition to say transgenders can use whatever restroom they want, men's or women's. Now, they've even got Sally Field on board to back this up. Sally Field. Now, I don't know why. Drew, would you know why?
Yeah, she wants to have a guy peeing in a urinal next to her.
So basically, what it's saying is if you're a transgender, you could use the women's. No, actually, it's not really transgender because you haven't done anything yet, so you're more like a transvestite. You just dress like a woman, and you can go pee in the restroom. And, you know, that allows you to stand up and see. I don't like it. You know, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that they could still have a penis and just, well, I'm dressed as a woman, so I could come in here. You know how many perverts are going to be doing that? You know how many hidden webcams are going to be doing that? A lot. They're going to be doing that a lot. There's going to be all these little cameras, all these GoPros, up underneath the stall. Oh, no, honey. This isn't for you. This is for me. Like, you sick bastards. So, I don't know. Pretty much. Oh, man. Anyway, what else has been up? It's Friday. It's Halloween Eve. Has anybody found someone to cuddle or snuggle or a baby or anybody to just, you know, hang out with, because this is really, it's getting cold, folks. It's getting really cold. And, you know, this ball shrinking cold. I've got a thermostat tattooed on my thigh. And when it gets hot, you know, they just kind of hang. And it's like, oh, I can look down. It's like 80 degrees. Well, it's 90 degrees. And then when they shrink up, oh, it's like 40. You know? So, yeah, that was stupid.
A lot of people drink iced tea in the wintertime. Why not?
So I shaved the beard. I shaved the beard. I got rid of that because, well, you know, I had my own reasons. But I'm used to it now. But, you know, I just basically shaved off about 20 years, you know, from my age. And shoot, I didn't find anything unusual in it. Jimmy Hoffa wasn't in there. Old girlfriends weren't in there. Some money. There was no money.
No, AARP magazines were in there.
No lint, no nothing like that. Just, you know, and I, you know, it's fine. I mean, I've shaved my beard. It's cool. I mean, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I look like a jack-o'-lantern, not a jack-o'-lantern. I look like a lumberjack.
What the hell?
I just didn't lumber. I was just a jackass with a beard.
Like
I was
the father of the brawny man.
Right. So what's been up with you, caller? What's on your mind?
No, just like you said, the weather change, accidents, because, you know, we're in the same vicinity. So the traffic problem where, check this out, while driving from Fremont back towards San Leandro where we live, there was an accident. A truck flipped over. The problem was the flipped over truck was on the off ramp, not in the lane.
Oh, geez.
But in the off ramp, so people were stopping to slow down, like you said about the traffic, and but it wasn't even in the lane. So what the hell was that about?
This is what gets me. There was a report of this guy that was driving on I-5, and I think it was more towards Southern California, was driving, flipped over, was ejected out of the car, ended up on the freeway sign. That's how high and far this person ended up dying, and the body was stuck up on the sign. There was
That's
a ladder,
ridiculous.
And the ladder had to put a tarp over it. Basically to say, you're dead now. I mean, you know, you've that puts a new meaning to flying high. So, yeah,
pretty jacked up.
I'm flying high a little bit.
It's okay. Fly.
Me and the tequila. Yeah, it was just. It's. I don't know what. How many more minutes I got? Damn. I got a little while to go. So that was kind of crazy. You know, when I saw that, it was just like, what was this guy thinking? What are you thinking when you're on the freeway with no seatbelt? Do you want to end up like those, that gross stuff that you see on, I don't even know what site does that anymore. I mean, that used to be the big thing back then. Look at this body. Ooh, squash head. Ooh.
Faces of death.
the faces of death. Yeah,
the
fake stuff. Yeah.
That was nasty.
Hey, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the second caller. I'm going to go ahead and hang you up right now, and then I'm going to take the second caller, bro. So
hang me up,
you're going to listen in? You going to
listen
in? All right,
I'll
man.
Listen in.
Thanks. Yeah, appreciate
Later,
it.
Brother.
Thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
All right, buddy. All right.
Bye.
You are on the air with Billy Borelli live chat. No, nobody wanted to talk to the drunk. Dang, really? You didn't want to talk to me? You didn't want to be a guest host or nothing like that? Come on. All right. Well, I'm watching the Mets, and everybody is just drunk, and not drunk with a U, drunk with an O. Everybody in New York is having a party right now, and they know how to party. It's a World Series party in New York, and the Mets are there. I guess the last time the Mets were there was, what, 2000, 2001, when they played the Yankees and lost? I think that's when it was. Anyway, they're having a good time up there, and they know how to party. They know how to do it. They know how to party over at...
We are Whole Foods. we offer nothing but the finest gluten-free, cage-free, pesticide-free, born-free foods and products in our fine store. We believe we are a cut above the rest of those stores only common people shop at, because you won't find none of our products at those places. When you shop with us, you get a sense of entitlement. Our prices might be through the roof, but think of the trade-off. Although you might get evicted from your dwelling, spending all your hard-earned money shopping with us, but think of it this way. You will be the most healthiest homeless person out there. Because we're Whole Foods. We're not just a natural store. We're a status symbol.
I want to shop at Whole Foods.
That was my my promo for Whole Foods that probably didn't make the cut last time. You know, this is still a work in progress, folks. If that was overmodulated, I'm still having some issues with my system here. Actually, it's user error. I'm just retarded. And I'm starting to feel a little bit buzzed. So that's two shots so far. And it's only been 16 minutes into the show. So half an hour to go. Counting down. So it is the weekend. Are you and your little tykes going to go trick-or-treating tomorrow? Every year it changes. I mean, every year it just gets different. What is acceptable? What is acceptable trick-or-treating? What is, you know, parents will go with their you know, they'll go with their kids and they'll go and, you know, they'll get the candy and won't even eat the candy. The kids just go. Some kids don't have the whole bag of candy. Well, you can't eat that. Well, why the hell did I go trick-or-treating? Who's going to eat it? It's going to rot your teeth. It's going to make you fat. It's going to give you diabetes. All right, well, you know, let's go trick-or-treating at the supermarket or, farmer's market or something. Damn, give me some apples and grapes. Candy for your kids. I guess it's a way for them to have fun, interact. Because, you know, kids are, kids are getting out of hand. Well, what's going on in South Carolina? Huh? What's going on with the girl that kept telling everybody no? All some people see is, she got beat up by a cop. Oh, well, that's not entirely the truth. You know, I like how video, when people take a video of something and they think, well, that's the whole story. The whole story is 10 seconds. Nothing happened before it. Nothing happened after it. Just 10 seconds of video. That's the whole thing. Do you know a murder investigation takes a long time? 2 days, 3 days, 3 months. It's called an investigation for a reason. Something happened, so they don't have the facts. So what do they got to do? They got to find them. They got to backtrack. They got to gather witnesses. Video does help, but it's not conclusive. What we know is, or what we see, is some sheriff's deputy taking a girl out of her seat because she refused. Now, as he was trying to grab her, she was beating him up, hitting him, resisting because she didn't want to get up. Now, the word is that she told one of the other students, go ahead, tape this because, you know, I know what's going to happen. She was basically being a little snot, being a little badass in the classroom, trying to show up everybody. Well, I'm not going to do what the teacher says. Well, I'm not going to do what the administrator says. Well, we'll just call the police. Go ahead and call the police. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to do that. They're going to detain you. They're going to take you into custody. And now they're saying he was a bit excessive, you know. Now, he didn't throw her out of the chair, out of the desk. Now, here's I know everybody's second-guessing. This is what I would have done. This is what I would have done. This is what I would have done. I'm not saying what the sheriff did was a bad thing or that he was wrong with what he did. He was doing what he was trained to do. When somebody doesn't listen and they're being asked to leave because they're disrupting everybody else, you have to make them leave. Ask them, you tell them, you make them. When somebody asks you to do something and you refuse, they're going to tell you to do it. If you refuse again, they're going to make you to do it. Why? because you are being a disturbance to everyone else in the class, and you need to go. Get out. Get out and do your Netflix and chill. Make babies and chill. My next baby, no, I shouldn't say that. Netflix and chill. Billy Borelli laugh chat and chill. How about that? How about you make some nice, sweet love to the sounds of my voice? That's Barry White. I don't know where I got that from. To me, that's just what he said. Yeah, I'm Barry White. Yeah. What's up, caller?
Hey, Mr. Borelli. Good evening. How are you doing?
TDVoiceTelling.com. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Going to head up to Fort Worth tomorrow. Taking my daughter trick-or-treating with her cousin up there.
Yee-haw.
So we're just kind of a good 4-hour drive up there. So
there must be some good candy up there.
Oh yeah, it's a pretty affluent neighborhood. You know, they give out. Get this, they have this one house that every year they bring out the big grills in front of the garage, and they have this big hot dog roast, if you will, this weenie roast.
Oh
man, every year. But they're cooking up hot dogs and passing out drinks, and oh man, it's just
it's a real
popular house to be at.
How come the Bay Area doesn't do anything like that?
I guess. I don't know. They probably do a snatch and run. I mean, I'm guessing.
Yeah. They'll get a gang of four dudes. Each one will take
exactly.
Something.
They'll bum rush the hot dog house, you know, and make off down the road with it.
I got the charcoal. You get the propane.
But get this. Gabby is going to be going as this character from this. I don't know if you heard this computer game called Portal or Portal 2. They used to be on billboards a few years back, and basically it's you ever heard of Half-Life?
Madden?
Basically it's a spin-off of this game called Half-Life. It's like a scientific laboratory gone berserk, and the computers, they basically are running the show, and you're this character with this, you know, this really technological looking laser, if you will, and you're going through the lab trying to stop this computer madman or madwoman or whatever it is, but. Long story short, Gabby's she's done up like this character in there, a female character that wears this orange jumpsuit and has this high-powered laser rifle. She's all excited about it and wants to be seen, you know.
You know, I saw this kid online. He was he was in a wheelchair, and his father made a costume around him. It was, I don't know if you remember, The Empire Strikes Back at the beginning, Luke was flying one of those weird shaped looking fighters. I forgot what they're called. They're not the X-Wing fighter, but it was.
Right. Was it the one that they were battling those armored thingies, those walkers?
Exactly those, yeah.
Oh,
and,
cool.
He had one around his wheelchair. He had the helmet, the suit. He had the whole thing, and it shot these little Nerf bullets, and that was pretty cool. Oh. And I was like, his dad did that.
Oh, cool.
I was like, man, that's we're going to make this a gangbang. We're going to add another caller here. Yeah. Go ahead, gangbang.
Ski-dee-dee-dee.
Gangbang. He paused.
How's it going, Tom?
Hey, look at
Let me clean up.
He forced
like
his room.
This is cool. Hey, how's Danish? How's Danish doing?
Hey, fuck you guys. So folks, if you don't know, we're just kind of rehashing our old neighborhood in San Francisco, California, Excelsior District.
Hey, are you Bob Barker?
No, he
I
didn't.
Trying Danish. To hit me.
Hey, what's up, motherfuckers? I'll kick your ass. No, you won't. I'll kick your ass, too. I don't think so.
Probably doesn't even know his fucking name. If,
you know,
can hear you. That's cool, man.
Whoever
dude, right
came up
them.
With this show sounds like a dead dog.
No, whoever's playing guitar in there sounds like a... Yeah, that sounds like Carol Channing, dude. What are you doing?
You I'm still having shots.
One question.
I'm
do I feel lucky? Do you punk?
That almost sounds like... That almost sounds like... what's his name? Brad Pitt in the movie California.
Oh, man, that kind of sounds like also you saw him. Don't forget, you remember True Romance where he was just a stoner on the couch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in California, he was like some redneck hillbilly. He was like really dirty. And I thought it was one of his better roles. He's stinking bitch. You know, he was hilarious. Your
yeah,
shot
you like
number.
That kind of dirty old oaky kind of person,
it.
Do you?
I don't even know what shot number this is. I'm losing count.
Dude,
this is shot, I think,
you're not
four.
Driving, are you? You're not behind
no,
the wheel,
no, no.
Right? You're not mobile, right?
I'm driving to the shower. I'm going to take a shower. So, folks, this is shot number four, I think. I'm going to, yeah, let's down.
Hey, you guys. I was just going to go ahead and I was just saying a shout to you, Mr. Borelli. I got kind of a
yeah.
long job ahead
yeah.
of me.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to get... Yeah. So I gotta get settled in. I want to take up your airtime or anything.
Yeehaw!
But,
hey,
but
Tom,
anyway,
you want to head to the bath store. I'm kidding. Go ahead, dude.
All right, you guys. You guys have a good night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, folks, don't mind my misspelling. I put a man died, D-I-D-E, after being catapulted out of his car. I can spell catapulted, but I just can't spell died. I spell died like some people spell you are. Before. Bingo! That's what I kind of want to do. Oh, are my neighbors fighting? I think my neighbors are fighting. See, that's the problem with broadcasting. I have to close all the windows, and it's hot as hell in here. And I don't want my neighbors to hear me. You know, I don't know what they're thinking, or they probably think I'm crazy talking to my computer, because it does kind of look funny. I'm like looking at my computer. Nobody's talking back. There's not like there's a screen where I'm like, yeah, cyber chatting with somebody in Taiwan. I'm just like sitting here talking, looking at my screen, reading my notes. I spelled Houston, H-S-T-O-N. Oh, Lord. Talk about illiterate. I guess I spelled Caitlyn Jenner correctly, though, in Halloween. I was just trying to get this done quick. And my pen... Just suddenly ran out of ink, but it didn't really run out of ink. It just stopped writing. So I put a pen, you know, you put a lighter to it to heat it up, and the thing shot out. The little tip shot across the room, and it got sprayed like ink on my hand and ink, you know, that was weird, scary. It just like a cork out of a champagne bottle. I'm rambling because I'm feeling it now. What else is up? Basketball has started, making hockey irrelevant as usual. Yes, hockey started too, folks. I don't know if you recall that's a sport. It's like soccer gets kind of put on the side. Who's a soccer mom or hockey mom? There's no basketball mom. There's no baseball. Well, little league mom, yeah. But soccer mom. Soccer mom. I can't stand that. I can't stand... There was this DJ that I used to listen to, and I call him a DJ. He's not a radio talk show host. Well, yeah, he is, but I call him DJ because I couldn't just stand his voice listening to the radio. And he used to, soccer moms, listen to my show. And he was like, really like, oh, I'm proper. And, you know, soccer moms. We all know what a soccer mom is. Suburbanite white woman with her two kids and their five friends in their van, minivan with orange slices going to soccer. The typical middle America that's what gets me. Get out of your rut. Do something different. You know, do something different. Open your mind. Like my neighbor, he's got 4 kids. 3 girls, 1 boy. And you know what his daughters are going to be doing? They're going to have kids. And what are they going to do? They're going to be housewives. And what are the men going to do? Work. So what I want to know is, when you're in that box, when you're stuck in the box of, I'm a husband, I'm going to work, I'm supporting my wife and kids, and then I want my kids to grow up to have kids. So what are they going to do? The same thing you're doing. What kind of contribution are you having to society? What difference are you making? If you want to be born, be born. If you want to challenge yourself and be different. You know, offer something. Offer something different. Don't just be. Offer something different. Me, I may not have much to offer, but I'm here on a Friday night. It's 9 o'clock. You're probably getting ready, just getting out of the shower, putting on makeup, putting on cologne, shaving, about to go get drunk, about to go get into a fight, about to be in somebody's club, maybe Halloween or something, the typical. And then what's going to happen? You're going to get pulled over. You're going to spend the night in jail. You're going to get, you know, all types of crazy things are going to happen. Or you could stay in, listen to the remainder of my show for the next half hour, well, 13 minutes. I obviously can't tell time. I'm doing shots at this moment. I'm going to finish this because this is for Caitlin. Don't chop off your penis, Caitlin. Ooh, I just watched some kid get booyahed by a car. He ran in front. He ran in traffic, and that car just blah, 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 blah. He did a cartwheel, and he got 2 scratches on his face. Do you know what my old ass would have happened if I would have gotten hit by a car? My legs would have separated. My back, I'm sure, would have been hurting. I'd have knocked all the gray hair off my head. I would have been in traction for like a year, on meds, having issues, all in a wheelchair, all kinds of different stuff. I'd had a piss in a bag, poop in a bag. This kid has 2 scratches, and he's cool. See, that's the kid's got them soft bones. And here's another one of this lady about to get ran over. What I want to see is a Google. Oh, she stepped in front of traffic. I want to see a Google car hit somebody. I want to see somebody's face all up onto that Google camera as they're being photographed by these people driving around. I want to see we're going to see that. We're going to see some driver from some company goes nuts and goes up on the sidewalk and goes through a building and goes through a window, and you're going to see it. That's why I'm not going to do that, but I'm not suggesting it be done. I'm just saying we're going to see it and it'd be funny. The rest of shot number 4. Shots on the air, folks. Do it with me. Ready and go. Go. Woo. Shots on the air. Be proud of me, Mom. I'm not driving. I'm not going anywhere. It's Friday night. I got no girlfriend, nothing to do. What am I doing? I want to do... Well,
hello.
Hey, baby, I got some lemon pepper wings. Mind if I come over for some Netflix and chill?
No.
Scrabble and chill?
No.
Monopoly and chill?
No.
Oh, Billy Borelli Laugh Chat and chill.
Now you're talking, baby.
I'll be right over.
I'm just clapping. That's Billy Borelli, Laugh Chat, and Chill. Who does not like the sound of my voice, huh? You know you like the sound of my voice. This is the drunk sound. No, I'm not really drunk. I'm just trying something different. You gotta think outside the box. What am I? Radio show host, geez. Actually sits on the air with you on a Friday night and drinks. You Billy Borelli Laugh Chat and Chill. You don't need Netflix. All you need to do is listen to my voice. Yeah, girl. Go ahead. Yeah, that's right. You're doing it right. Go ahead, girl. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Just like that. Yeah. See, dudes, you don't have to do anything. Even if your voice is like this. Come on, girl. You want to? Just put me on. I got that voice. Yeah. Okay. And if you need me like a body double because your body just ain't kicking it, well, you can hire me too. Yeah, I'll take care of her. You can stand by and watch. But don't tape it. Don't record it. Don't record it and go 10 seconds and go, oh, this is only what happened in 10 seconds. We don't know what happened before the video started rolling or after the video started rolling, but it's only 10 seconds of video, so we can't really prove what happened. All it shows is Billy Borelli. He's doing something violent to your girlfriend. Oh, my God. Oh, she's resisting. I don't know. Maybe you can slow it down. You'll see that she punched me in the face and she kicked me in the nads. Maybe you didn't see that part. How about before when I was like, yeah, serenading her and talking to her and just asking her nicely. And she was like, no, please, girl. No, please. No, I'm telling you to do it. Recording. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? We don't have the full story. We don't know what happens before the video or after the video. Well, actually, we do know what happens after the video. The media pumps it in. They pump it in our faces so much. And then the people that follow go, yeah, that's wrong. Not knowing the whole story. Meanwhile, this guy loses his career. Maybe he's got kids to feed. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, she lost her mom. Well, what's she doing in school? When I lost my brother, do you think I went right back to work? No, I took some time off. When somebody loses their parent, they're not going to go, yep, I'm going to go right back to work. Do you think that they'll be able to concentrate at least for a little while on anything? She shouldn't have been in school. She should have left when the teacher said, leave. You're not allowed to have your cell phone out. Get out of my class. But what I, in hindsight only, I think I probably would have said, being the smartass that I am, would have been, oh, you don't want to leave? Fine. Let's drag her desk out the door. You're not touching her. You're just dragging that desk right out the door and put her right outside because you know those desks will fit right out there. And her being in it, you bring it right outside and you put her in the hallway. Oh, I've been to schools. I've been in school where there's a kid sitting in the hallway at his desk because he was misbehaving. And I was really shocked when I went to middle school to hear that a student had hit a teacher. It was like a big thing. It was a big no-no for one. You don't hit the teacher. You're a kid. You don't hit the teacher. But I guess it's okay now. Because parents are being parents. They're letting their kids hit police officers and teachers and being disrespectful and doing whatever they want till they get caught on camera. And then it's the cop's fault. Then it's the teacher's fault. It's everybody else's fault but the person. You see what I'm saying? You can't. I was told, you point that finger at somebody, you got four fingers pointing back at you. Oh, it's their fault. No, that's your fault. It's your fault. If you would have done what you were supposed to have done, you wouldn't be in that situation. Now, would you? If you're not out there on drugs, there's a recent arrest. The four cops had to subdue this guy because he was literally on drugs, acting crazy. He was smashing on some car. People were recording it. And then they're like, you don't have to do him like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're the expert. You come over here and do it. You can obviously operate a cell phone camera, so that makes you qualified to become a police officer. Sir, you come over here with your camera and you subdue this person. You do it. I'd like to see that with one hand. With one hand, you've got your phone. The other hand, you subdue this person since you're the expert and you know exactly how it should be done. Don't do him like that. Don't do that. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You come over here. Yeah, you're the judge. Yeah, you've been doing this for a long time. You look like an upstanding citizen. You handle this. You know what I'm going to do? Me and the rest of the department, we're going to go back and collect our checks. We're going to eat our donuts and sit in our car because you obviously can police your own community because you say so, because you have a cell phone and you're going to put it all over the net. Ooh, I'm scared. I'm going to put this on YouTube. Go ahead, Bill Cosby. Boom, bro, you put me up. Oh, no. What happened to Bill Cosby? What happened to Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton are both trying to get at Caitlyn Jenner. Who's this new girl on the block? She's kind of hot. Hey, she looks like an athlete. Hey, she's good. I want to get some of that. Hey, would you like to do a threesome with me, Camille? I thought Camille divorced you. Hey, but we can do Caitlyn. The three amigos, me, you, and Caitlyn, hey, sword fighting, doing coke in the women's restroom. We could all be transgenders today. I am a transgender. I am a woman. I used to be an athlete, but I am a woman now. I am an athlete. I've won many medals. I can pole vault like the best of them. Trick or treat! Caitlyn. Ah, you're such a clown, Caitlyn. You're one of the guys. She can now pee in a ladies' restroom. Yes, standing up, too. That I need to see. Pardon me. I'm just going to pee right over here while I look at you.
Oh, my God. You're in the wrong restroom.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm in the right one. Why do I make her sound like a gay Dracula? Yes, I'm going to suck her blood and everything else that comes along with it. Putting gay next to something kind of makes it funnier. I mean, even, you know, gay people would think it was funny. Oh, that's just so funny. I'm fucking hilarious. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, I'm not being... No, yeah, I've got to put the disclaimer. Just because I say gay doesn't mean I'm bashing. You understand? No, and that's not wordplay. That's not wordplay. I'm just saying, all right? Before everybody starts calling the FCC, Billy Borelli Loud Chat said gay. Oh, my God. He said gay. We need to get him off the air. I've got him on YouTube. I'm recording him on a cell phone, and he's just said gay. You know, I don't even think I swore this show. I haven't said it. I don't think I've said a curse word yet. I've been very, very clean. Can you believe it? I've been very clean. Yes. It may seem like it. Not. It feels like I'm about to, like, curse. Like, you mother father! It sounded like it, didn't it? Shut the front door. But, yeah. Yeah, so, anyway, I think I'm on shot number 5. Well, basically, I got these tall shot glasses that my buddy gave to me. Thanks, Gary. They're handmade in Sandalov Paria Slurvia for El Salvadorian. El Salvador, that's one of it. I was trying to think of the Slavic nation. And they're nice. They're like double shots. So I've had two. That makes 4. And this is like half or 3/4. That makes 5. Oh, yeah. Oh. Thank you very much, folks. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.